Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of the how a person should dress when he's davening, and this is in Chayadim Klal Chof Beis Siman Ches. And the question now is: a person davening for the Yomid is required to wear a talis. So we find that a person puts on a talis because of the cover of the tzibur, but the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu was misatev kishlich tzibur. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu taught the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim that we say Hashem Hashem Ken Rachum Luchanun, the Bereshit was misatev kishat. He enveloped himself like a shleich tzibur, which is understood to mean he wrapped himself up in a talis, whatever that means at a Kadosh Baruch Hu's level. But they say that's how a shleich tzibur presents himself. He presents himself being with an atifa and a talis. So therefore, it's required that a person is being one who's leading the tzibur in tefillah or in laning, etc., should be wearing a talis. And this is true whether it's shachris or mincha or even maariv. There is a language of Rabbeinu Rucham which is that maariv seems to be different. The argument being since Mara was a Rishus, they did not create this apod upon it. But the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to bring down this halacha is true, Bashachas Mincha Marav. As a matter of fact, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham in Simen Chof, that the Magen Avraham says even a person who's saying Kaddish Yosim should be motif in a talis when he's saying the Kaddish. Because for those moments, he's as if acting like a shliach tzibur. We mentioned this before, that the purpose of the person who's saying Kaddish, the main part of Kaddish is Yehi Shmei Rabba. The one who's saying Kaddish really is doing two things for us. First, he's inviting everybody to say Yehi Shmei Rabba. Chazal said the things which are very Kaddish, it's not proper just to jump straight into them. You need to have a hazmona, an introduction, and an invitation to do them. So we don't say Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Voed. We say Baruch Hashem Baruch. Let us bless a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the answer is Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Voed. And we say Nekadesh. We don't just start Kedusha. We say Nekadesh Hashem Chol. Let us be Mekadosh a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, just like the Malachim do so. And we say Kadosh Kadosh. So we don't just say it. We first introduce and invite, and then we say it. So the person who's saying Kaddish is doing the same thing. The main part of Kaddish is Yehi Shmei Rabba, and the first paragraph is a hazmana, is an invitation by the one who's saying Kaddish that the tzibur should say Yehi Shmei Rabba. So he's inviting them to say Yehi Shmei Rabba. So for that sense, he's functioning as the one who's representing the tzibur in this. He's saying, we have this request. Let's do this. Furthermore, we mentioned that really the Ikar HaDin is that the person needs to say not just Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'Olam L'Mei Hayo, but we say that he should be Masvich to Yisborach. So it doesn't just mean to the word Yisborach, it means to the whole paragraph the person should connect it to Magen Rama says. And actually the minhag of many Svardim is that the Tzibur says Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'Olam L'Mei Hayo Yisborach V'Yisborach V'Yisborach. Not just the Chazan, but the Tzibur also, the people of the Tzibur also say the full paragraph until Damiron Ba'Oma. So what's with Ashkenazim? So the Magen Rambam says Ashkenazim are Yotze saying that paragraph by listening to the one who's saying the Kaddish. So the Kaddish Yosem is being made to the Tzibur. So Magen Rambam Simen Chof says that the person who says Kaddish Yosem should be wearing a talis. So by Shachris, that's pretty obvious. But it means even by Mincha Maariv, the person who coming up to them to say Kaddish Yosem should be wearing a talis. And Mishnah Berurah quotes this. I have not seen this done. And the Minhag Olam is not like this. But you got to understand, it gives us at least a window into this idea of how important the idea of wearing a talis is in these situations. So we're saying there's a reason to wear a talis because of Kavod HaTzibur, and also a reason to wear a talis because that was the derech of the shatz, like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says. I'll just add with a vignette, Rav Scheinberg Zatzal was makbid on this halacha. I was once, more than once, I was in Muncie when he was in Muncie by his daughter for Pesach, and he was invited to give a drasha, a shir, in the afternoon. So Rav Scheinberg, when he came, even though he's wearing many talios caught on under his garments, he wrapped himself in a talis before he said the shir. This is in the afternoon, nothing to do with chakras. He says, Kavod HaTzibur requires that a person who's coming to speak to the Tzibur should be wearing a talis. So that's a requirement of wearing a talis. We'll talk about it with Hashem. The next question is the situation where a person is not well. What is he allowed? How is he allowed to daven? Is he allowed to daven not wearing the optimal type of clothing? Are we going to require a chala? Obviously, a chala sheish v'sakana, we're not going to require, but just a regular chala. Is he required to get up, get out of bed, get fully dressed, even though it's in daven, or can he daven wearing some of the clothing that he'd be wearing as a chala? Have a good day.